Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, church. So good to be home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Two more minutes. Pastor would have preached my entire message today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to get right into the Word today. Just stay standing for just a second. We're going to look at Exodus 14. Israel was fresh out of captivity between a rock and a hard place. They were being led by God to what appeared to be their end. They went from the high of freedom to the low of being caught or killed. God was still leading them. God did not change, even though the circumstances changed. Look with me, if you would, to Exodus 14, 21, 23. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the right hand and upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now, we're going to skip ahead because we know the end of the story. Let's look at the song that was sung just shortly after, Exodus 15 and 11. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. For just a very short time today, I want to talk about those Egyptians who pursued. They led their horses to water. So today, for just a little while, I want to talk about lead a horse to water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lead a horse to water. God, I thank you, Lord, for your word today. I thank you for your faithfulness. God, you have orchestrated every aspect of the service, every song that is sung, every word that was spoken. Hallelujah. Thank you for speaking to our hearts today. God, continue to do so through this message in Jesus' name. God, I need your anointing, your strength today. In Jesus' name, minister to every need that is in this place. Take us to another level in you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Lead a horse to water. Praise God. You were wondering where I was going with that. How do you lead a horse? Have you got any horse people? What do you call horse people? Horse people. Praise God. Obviously, I'm not a horse people because I don't know what to call horse people. Equestrian. There it is. All right. How do you lead a horse? So this is coming from an uneducated horse person. A bridle is a piece of equipment used to direct or lead a horse. The reins of that bridle attach to the bit, which sits in a sensitive part of the horse's mouth. The reins are the rider's link to the horse. A bit functions, though, through the principle of negative reinforcement. Just try it. Take a piece of metal, stick it on the backs of your gums behind your wisdom teeth, and then have somebody yank on that. And tell me how positive you feel. There's negative reinforcement. But that horse learns through time. Now, have you ever seen somebody break a horse? That horse has no desire to be ridden. You're not getting that thing on me. It's like it knows. You get that piece of metal in my mouth and I'm not going to be able to control where I go anymore. There's going to be somebody else that is going to be controlling me. And it's going to hurt a little bit. One of the few times that I got to ride a horse, almost ended in disaster. There was trees, of course, and nice fields. And, of course, I ended up close to the tree and not where you're supposed to be. And somehow the limbs of the tree ripped the reins out of my hands. And when it did, that horse didn't know that I didn't have control anymore. It just felt a yank to the left. Whoop. And there it was. And I was still going in the forward motion. And luckily, I latched on. Because who knows what would have happened had that horse swung around at the same time my carcass hit the ground. Those things are heavy. And when they're a little panicked and frightened, they like to kick and stomp on whatever's around it. And that would have been me. I don't ride horses much anymore. And they know me coming. They can sense fear. Did you know that? Horses can sense fear. They know when you're afraid of them. They'll nip at you. That horse was following the leadings of the reins, not even knowing who was pulling those reins. Had no idea. It was just mindlessly based on training, based on pain, negative reinforcement. That horse was following, even though it was being led by a branch. We need to know today who is leading us and who is responsible for leading us and respond appropriately to that leading. Praise God. As we look at the story, I imagine those horses had no desire whatsoever to go into an area where there was a wall of water on both sides. If you ever tried to get a horse onto a trailer, there is something about that thing does not want to be confined. A horse likes freedom. A horse likes the open plains. A horse does not like to be stuffed into a stall. Have you ever seen the races where they try to get them in there? They're all hyped up, ready to run, and they got to get them in there, and they're jockeying around, and the poor legs of those jockeys, they got to sit up high. That's why they sit up high, so they don't get their legs crushed. Praise God. That's one of the reasons. But those horses don't want to be in there and don't want to be confined, but those horses were led by Pharaoh's army into the midst of that sea with walls of water, looking at fish that they had never seen before. Well, that's odd. Right? Going through the walls of water, but through continuous training and negative reinforcement, they were led to their own destruction. Do you know that this is how many people view being led by God? Many people view being led by God as God with reins in his hands, saying, go this way, go that way, stop causing pain, discomfort, smacking us with the whip every once in a while. And I thank the Lord that he chastises me every once in a while. I need that. Praise God. But that's how they view being led by God. This is where questions come up in our lives. This is where the whys come up in our lives. Why do Christians have to do this? Why do Christians have to do that? Why does God have to pull on the reins like that in your life? Why do you have to listen? And why do you have to do certain things? Why would you let someone or something control your life? Don't you want to be in control of your own life? I thought you were designed with free will. Why would any sane person willingly hand over the reins of their life to a God like that?
As I look around me and I see people's lives in tailspins, they are out of control. I wish that it was that easy. God, go ahead. Get a hold of them. Rein them in. Amen. And many people would be thankful. Amen. For not seeing their destruction because God yanked them out of it. Right? But that's just not how it works. That is not the God that I serve. The God that I serve today, He's one who leads with love. He leads with grace and mercy and compassion. God loves me enough to lead with compassion. He is patient with me. He leads with forgiveness. He leads in with the noisiness of life. And you talked about it this morning in Sunday school. With the noise around us. And we talked about it the other night. The noise around us. God still speaks to us in a still, small voice. And sometimes that's when we have to close the door. Get into our secret place and shut out the noise of the world. So that we can hear God's leading. Hallelujah. The God that I serve, Psalms 32, 8 and 9. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Verse 9. All you horses out there. Be not as the horse or as the mule. Don't look around. I know you're thinking of a few people right now. Or as the mule which hath no understanding, whose mouth must be held with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Don't be like the horse. Don't be like the mule that have to be restrained, that have to be brought back, brought into control. God desires to lead us. The bottom line is that we must be willing to submit to His leading. God does not want to order us around to do His bidding, which He is all powerful. And if God wanted a bunch of drones in His army, He could do it. But that is not what God wants. He wants us to willingly submit our lives, to yield our wills to His. Praise God. So that He can lead us. He does want to order our steps in His Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God does not desire mindless drones who blindly follow. We are not involved in a cult. We are not mindlessly following our God. Blindly following just whatever they tell me to do. I'm just going to do. I'm just blindly going. Don't have any idea or any willpower of my own. I'm just blindly following. That is not how we serve God. Hallelujah. 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 He desires us to know His ways. He desires for us to know Him. He desires for us to prove Him. To trust Him. To grow in knowledge. To grow in grace. Another example of being led. Jesus uses the example of sheep. Sheep are led by the shepherd's voice. An occasional nudge from the staff. Praise God. Sheep are led by relationship rather than negative reinforcement or a bit or a whip. Sheep are led because they know the voice of the shepherd. Hallelujah. 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 Psalm 78, 52, 54.
More information about the story we talked about. 52 says, but made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them on safely so that they feared not. But the sea overwhelmed their enemy. The horses that were led to water. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which his right hand had purchased. He guides us. He leads us safely. He removes fear. Praise God. Has anybody ever struggled with fear in their life? Hallelujah. The God that wants to lead and guide and direct your life will remove fear. Hallelujah. He defeats our enemies. Praise God. The battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. He defeats our enemies. Hallelujah. And he leads us into closer relationship with him. Glory to God. Glory to God. He leads us into a closer relationship with him. The closer we are to the shepherd, the better we hear his voice, the better we follow. That makes us closer to the shepherd, which makes us hear his voice more, which makes us closer to the shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's about close relationship so that we can hear his voice and be led by him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sons of God indicates relationship. Sons of God indicates relationship. Relationship requires input and effort from both parties. Do you have any friends that don't reciprocate your friendship? Feel like you're the one putting in all the work? I'm always going to their house. I'm always watching their kids. I'm always dog sitting for them. What have they ever done for me? They're my friends. But it's a one-sided relationship. I wonder how many times God looks at my life and says, why is this a one-sided relationship? I seem to be doing everything for you, and I'm not getting much in return. A one-sided relationship. But we are led by the Spirit of God. We are the sons of God. Sons of God indicates relationship. Effort from both parties. God has done his part. He has redeemed mankind back to himself. God came in the form of man and shed his blood on Calvary's cross for you and I. Hallelujah. And he longs to have relationship with you and I. He gave all so that we might live. Our input needs to be our willingness to be led. Our willingness to be led. Submitting to his will. Submitting to his direction in our lives. God, help us today to submit to your will. To submit to your direction, to your calling. To your purpose that you have for our lives. Help us today. When we allow God to lead us, when we allow God to lead us, we will have peace
that passes all understanding. We will have someone to fight our battles. Praise God. We will have joy unspeakable and full of glory in every situation, whether we are on the mountain or whether we are in the valley, whether we are in the darkest place or the brightest day. We can have joy in every situation. Praise God. We will have purpose and fulfillment in Him. Praise God. If we will allow God to lead us. Praise God. You can lead a water or lead a horse to water. I'll get it out here in a second. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Right? That's the saying. God is not in the business of forcing His will on you and I. God is not in the business of forcing His will on you. Does He have the power to do so? Absolutely. That is not God's plan. It is not God's plan to force Himself and to make you. You want to be a horse? You want to be a mule? How about the speaking donkey? You want to fulfill that role? Praise God. Not a willing participant. Praise God. I want to be a willing participant in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I want to be a willing participant. Praise God. There's a story in John 4, 7 through 15. I'll read it because it can say it better than I can summarize it. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which is a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Obviously, she didn't know who he was. The well is deep, and from whence thou hast the living water. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And I like her response in verse 15. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Is there anyone in the house today that has that mindset? Give me this water. Give me this water. God, I want what you have. Give me this water that I don't thirst anymore. God, give me your blessing. God, give me your direction. God, give me your purpose. I can be forced to come, but I come willingly today asking for this water. God, give me this water. Give me this water. Hallelujah. I want your leading in my life. I want your leading in my life. I want to go where you want me to go. I want you to lead me beside the still waters. I want your will, your purpose to be accomplished in my life. In my life. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Exodus 15. Let's go back. Verse 9 through 13, and I am almost done. Exodus 15, 9 through 13, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. This is coming from those that had led their horse to water. I will do all this stuff. I will do it my way. God, I don't exactly care for the will or the plan that you've laid out in my life. I'm going to do it my way. I think my way is a little better. I don't need to submit. I don't need to yield. Verse 10. Thou didst blow thy wind, the sea covered them. Do you want to be the horse? Want to be the mule? I know some of you think that you're the donkey that spoke, but you're not. Praise God. Thou didst blow thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? We sung about that today. Hallelujah. Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Praise God. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Is there anybody that's redeemed in the house today? In thy mercy, thou hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Praise God. Who is like our God? Who is like our God? He guides us by his strength into heavenly places. He is looking for a people today who are willing to be led. He is looking to show forth his power in your life today. He is looking for you. The choice today is yours. You can be led to this altar today. But you have to choose to repent. You can be led to the water today, but you have to choose to be baptized. You can be led to the word today, but you have to choose to read it and apply it to your life. You can be led to truth, but you today, you have to choose to believe it. You can be led to the edge of your promise, but you have to choose to claim it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, the choice is yours. Today, will you choose to stand with me? Will you choose to stand with me? And will you choose to come to this altar today? Hallelujah. The choice is yours. Hallelujah. The choice is yours. And I'm done. I'm done. The choice is yours. Will you choose to stand? Will you choose to come? Hallelujah. Will you choose to repent? Will you choose to be baptized in Jesus' name? Will you choose to read his word? Will you choose to believe truth today? Will you choose to claim your promise today? Today, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The God that I serve, when we yield to him, will never, ever lead you astray. He will never, ever lead you astray. God, we yield ourselves to you today. We yield ourselves to you today. God, lead us. Guide us today. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Lead us today. God, we yield our wills. We yield to you, God. We yield to you, Jesus, today. We yield to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.